local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we are back for the third and final hour of this glorious Thursday afternoon, evening, whatever you want to call it. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. And dadgummit, we are dependable.
That's for sure.
Yes. I am being joined not by Joe Ford today, but by the next best thing, Steve Taylor. Steve, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing terrifically. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to hear it. And it's about 6:12, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to dive right into these top three stories here. Starting with the Czech Republic, reportedly 14 people were killed and 25 injured during a mass shooting at Prague University. Police advised people nearby not to go outside and were able to evacuate some in the area. And luckily, officials reported that the suspect had been eliminated.
Well, General C.Q. Brown Jr., who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke with his Chinese counterpart, General Liu Zhenli, today via video call, marking the first time the two nations' top leaders in uniform had contact with each other since July of 2022. The discussion hints at the United States and China finally restoring long-frozen military contact. You see, for a while, they've been not talking to each other, and of course, the Chinese Air Force have been kind of doing some very dangerous maneuvers around our planes, and it could lead to who knows what. So the men discussed a variety of issues while maintaining the lines of communication being a major topic, given the lack of contact over the last year and a half. According to the Pentagon, the number of unsafe and unprofessional intercepts carried by Chinese aircraft over the South China Sea has increased significantly during that time when we weren't talking to them and they weren't talking to us.
I'm a communications major, Steve, but I don't think you have to be one to know. That is why communication is important.
Yes, it is.
Israel is showing the world what it calls a, quote, vast tunnel network under Gaza City created by Hamas. Israeli officials say that it included command and control centers, meeting rooms, and hideouts for top Hamas leaders. Israel's not confirming reports that it has begun pumping seawater into the tunnels, but meanwhile, Hamas says that it will not negotiate further prisoner hostage swaps until Israel stands down.
And so it continues. Well, here's some good news in the medical front. UWF faculty and undergrads developed pulsed medical LED goggles, which can be used to detect Alzheimer's disease early in its development. According to the official UWF website, Drs. Mohammed Kabu, Aaron Wade, and James Aruda worked on the project together along with assistants from students Sierra Kautz, Mark Yepshin, and Judy Aquino, and also Dustin Tran. An example of how the goggles work is basically listed on the official UWF website. I'm not a doctor, but it says delayed signaling in one of area of the brain suggests participants with mild cognitive impairment and early stage of Alzheimer's dementia have compromised cholinergic functioning that resulted in impaired visual processing in the central cerebral cortex. You can see why I'm not a doctor. The goggles, by the way, are going under further testing, and it sounds very promising, though.
Oh, absolutely. And it doesn't matter how little of that I understood. It doesn't matter how hard some of the names were to say.
Yeah.
Props to everyone involved with that project there. It's awesome that we can say that we have minds like that in our very own area of Pensacola, Florida. Speaking of Pensacola,
yeah.
It's 6:15. That means it's time for our first traffic and weather update for Pensacola and the surrounding areas. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Jackson Hewitt Tax Services, home of the Money Today Guarantee. Tax refund advance loans are at Jackson Hewitt starting December 11th. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application is required. Finance charges apply. Loans are by Republic Bank. More details at jacksonhewitt.com. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there is not much to report on currently. You may experience some slight congestion on West 9 Mile Road, maybe some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. But there should not be anything that's holding you up too long. We may have some congestion closer to downtown near East and West Garden Street in those areas. But other than that, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling to Tiger Point looks good. Caroline Street in the Milton area coming over Blackwater River looks good as well. So you hopefully should not be dealing with any congestion for too long, assuming that you have some wherever you are on the roads. As for the temperature right now, it is 54 in Pensacola, low of 50 as we get deeper into the night. Tomorrow, high of 65, low of 51, within the general vicinity of what we had today. As we get into the weekend, it's going to be getting a bit warmer, and once we get to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to be getting a bit rainier.
Oh boy, rain just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, I know, right?
Santa's going to get really wet. Well, Jared Smith Bracey, who's a 21-year-old Daphne man who confessed to murdering three of his family members and a close family friend with a gun and a pickaxe, is set to undergo a mental evaluation to determine whether he's competent enough to stand trial. Smith Bracey murdered his 80-year-old grandfather, Leonard Smith, 72-year-old grandmother, Barbara Smith, 27-year-old brother, Jeremy Smith, and 71-year-old family friend Sheila Glover at the Smith's Lake Forest home, which is in Illinois, Chicagoland, back in February.
And the Pensacola Bay Bridge will be lit with the Christmas colors starting tonight.
Yeah.
Mayor D.C. Reeves says that the lights will be Christmas-themed through early next week, then will be red, white, and blue. And on New Year's Eve, the lights will stay on until midnight. It's part of the testing being done on the lights by FDOT. Mayor D.C. Reeves says that the new standards for the lights were put into place as the bridge was being built. He says it's nobody's fault, just a change in protocol. Mayor Reeves went on to say that he's hoping the testing will be complete by next month and the bridge will be lit up for all holidays in 2024.
And I hope to see those lights on when I drive home tonight after we finish our show.
Oh, definitely.
Well, law enforcement officers brought joy to several children at the annual Shop of the Cop event today.
This is one of the best days there is, and there's a lot of them, but this is one of the best days there is to be a Pensacola police officer, to be able to go and see the faces and see things that unfold on events like this. This is a great time of the year to be an officer, and we're truly blessed to be able to do this.
That's Pensacola police spokesman Mike Wood. Pensacola police star property officers took 10 kids and their families to Academy Sports for a shopping spree this morning. Escambia County deputies also got in on the fun, taking a group of 50 kids to a local Walmart store to get items for their special Christmas list to fulfill all their dreams. Oh. That's a good news story for Christmas.
Absolutely. And speaking of the children and what's good for them,
yeah,
the Escambia Children's Trust hired a new executive director last night. The board decided on hiring Children's Home Society Executive Director Lindsay Cannon. Both Cannon and the other finalist, Pensacola Downtown Improvement Board Executive Director Walker Wilson, gave their pitches last night, but the board ultimately voted 6-3 in favor of Cannon. Just short of 6:20 here, we will take a quick break. We'll be right back with state and national headlines on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Scott Trout of Cordell and Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
For matters in Tennessee, visit CordellCordell.com. 200 West Martin Luther King Boulevard, Suite 1000, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37402. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Secret offers. Guaranteed returns. Over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just be gone.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. The promo just before we came back may have said with Joe and Austin, but not today.
Not today.
Yeah, it's Austin Price and the one and only Steve Taylor here in the studio with us.
Because Joe has taken time off to be, he's got a brand new baby,
I need to remember that. To mention that. Yeah, I just keep saying he's not here, and I'm not giving any explanation as to why. So that is my bad. Thank you, Steve, for keeping me in check on that. That's very crucial information. Just before 6:25 here, we will get a slightly early check of the roads and weather. And the main reason I'm doing it, so swiftly is because, there ain't much to report on. We're not seeing a lot of congestion in Pensacola or the surrounding areas. So if you are dealing with some issues on the roads, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long. As for the weather, it's 54 degrees in Pensacola at the moment with a low of 50 as we get deeper into tonight. Tomorrow it's going to be high of 65, low of 51, so about what we had today, maybe a little bit warmer at times. And then as we get into the weekend, it's going to be a little bit warmer, but then when we get closer to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's not just going to be warmer, it's also going to be rainier, and that is fun for nobody.
Oh boy. Well, it looks like I imagine the traffic is a bit heavier than normal around the shopping districts right now.
Yeah.
Because everybody's out there in the last minute shopping.
You would think.
Well, speaking of Christmas, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is warning residents to be on the lookout for criminals who are known as porch pirates. We're trying to ruin the holidays, you see, by stealing stuff. The state says more than 40 million Americans had their packages stolen in the last 3 months. To avoid becoming the next victim, Moody is urging people to track your package, schedule deliveries in time when you're home, and install security cameras. Suspected porch pirates have been arrested around Florida, and residents who have been impacted by those porch pirates are asked to contact their local police department.
Absolutely. And relief is on the way for many Florida utility customers.
Really?
Yeah. Florida Power and Light, Duke Energy Florida, and Tampa Electric are planning to lower their rates next year. Due to lower gas prices, the companies will not need residents to help cover the cost.
Oh.
Each utility is expected to lower its monthly payments by anywhere from $5 to $20 starting in January. The state's Public Service Commission is responsible for reviewing and adjusting prices each year.
A story about prices going down. That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Well, a new bill is trying to expand gambling across Florida ahead of the upcoming state legislative session. Senator Blase Ingoglia, who represents Citrus, Hernando, Sumter, and Pasco counties, filed the measure earlier today. The proposed legislation is going to remove certain permit requirements. It'll also allow greyhound dog racing permit holders to relocate if specific regulations are met. State lawmakers are continuing to file bills before they go up for discussion in Tallahassee next month.
How about that? And it's 6:26 here on Pensacola right now. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Giving you some national headlines here now. Former President Trump says that he is not an insurrectionist. His comment on Truth Social today comes after the Colorado Supreme Court ruled Trump engaged in an insurrection during the 2021 Capitol riot and cannot run in the state's presidential primary, which Trump plans to appeal. Trump noted he told his supporters on that day to march to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. His supporters violently stormed the Capitol in an effort to stop the certification of President Biden's election win. The former president also claimed Biden is an insurrectionist and a threat to democracy. Biden, on the other hand, told reporters on Wednesday that it is self-evident Trump supported an insurrection.
It's
more the same.
Yeah, keeps on. It's a regular soap opera. Mm-hmm. An Ohio woman's facing charges after she had a miscarriage. You see, according to CNN, Brittany Watts was seeking medical treatment for her 22-week-old fetus at a hospital when a doctor told her that her water had broken and her fetus would not survive. After waiting for 8 hours at the hospital as doctors and officials considered if inducing her would violate Ohio's abortion laws, she went home and miscarried the baby in her bathroom. The baby was found in her toilet, and prosecutors have charged her with felony abuse of a corpse.
My goodness. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer says that hate in schools continues to be a huge challenge since the Hamas attacks against Israel more than 2 months ago. He says he's monitoring what's going on at K-12 schools, but also noted that the actions he's taken against college campuses, including Rutgers. Gottheimer denounced all forms of hate against all communities, including anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. It comes after the Democrat returned from an intel trip to Israel to meet with several intelligence officials and Israeli first responders.
An investigation by the Associated Press has exposed that Detroit police were careless in their pursuit of serial killer D'Angelo Martin. You see, while Martin has been imprisoned for a year now, Detroit police failed to take action on multiple matters that pointed to his violent and predatory tendencies. The failure spanned a period of about 15 years, including not following up on leads, neglecting rape kits, arresting the wrong man, and not acting on DNA evidence that had linked Martin to somebody's death.
If you're dropping the ball on all that, yeah, what is the point of being an investigator? What's the point of working with the police? Come on, people. A COVID variant known as JN.1 has been listed as a separate variant of interest by the World Health Organization. The Omicron subvariant was previously classified under its parent strain, BA.2.86.
Of course.
Yeah, which prompted concern among some scientists earlier this year due to its high number of mutations. There is reportedly no evidence that JN.1 causes any more severe disease, and existing tests, vaccines, and treatments are still expected to work. While the CDC says that JN.1 is estimated to account for 21% of new COVID cases in the United States, the WHO says that its public health risk is low.
Well, hundreds of migrants and other people turned out last night for a vigil held for a 5-year-old migrant boy who died after becoming ill in a Chicago shelter. Gene Carlos Martinez was a resident at a warehouse retrofitted as a shelter in Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood when he suffered a medical emergency, according to the city. He was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at a hospital on Sunday afternoon. Chicago Fire Department spokesperson Larry Langford said that 6 other people living in the shelter, 4 children and 2 adults, were hospitalized this week, raising further questions about the risk of illness outbreaks in shelters and how much they could worsen as the winter months progress.
Lastly, Ian Kramer, son of North Dakota Senator Kevin Kramer, now facing additional charges over a crash that killed a North Dakota Sheriff's Deputy, Paul Martin, earlier this month. He was already in jail for the incident, but is now being accused of theft, criminal mischief, and reckless endangerment for driving through a garage door of a hospital ambulance bay. It was after crashing through that door that the high-speed chase took place, and that is what took Martin's life. His father has claimed that Ian has serious mental disorders, which manifest in severe paranoia and hallucinations.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Despite the TSA anticipating this, its busiest season of the year, most holiday travel is apparently going smoothly. Fox's Garrett Tenney is in Chicago.
The airports are on Santa's nice list today, and boy, have they had to do a lot of work to get there after last year when thousands of flights were canceled around the holidays. The airlines have hired more workers, changed flight schedules, upgraded equipment, and the FAA has even opened military airspace over the holidays to help keep air traffic moving.
The Census Bureau was out with its latest report on what states are losing population.
The report showing New York lost more than 100,000 people between this July and the last. One of eight states which saw their populations fall. Behind New York are other Democrat-run states, California, Illinois, and Pennsylvania.
That's Fox's CB Cotton, America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. In a first-of-its-kind lawsuit in California, the state has sued Ralph's Grocery for allegedly rescinding job offers from hundreds of job applicants with a criminal history. California's Civil Rights Department alleges that Ralph's violated a 2018 law that bans most employers from asking job candidates about their criminal histories before making them an offer. The department accuses Ralph's of canceling hundreds of offers due to applicants' prior convictions, including for a single misdemeanor account like excessive noise or cannabis possession. Home prices haven't really come down noticeably as yet, but if you need to buy a big city office building, well, that's a different story. A widely used index shows prices for office building properties built in the financial core of U.S. cities were down a sharp 26% year over year in November. After a one-day respite, buyers took control on Wall Street again today. The Dow Industrials rebounded 322 points, and the S&P 500 recouped 48. That's Your Money Now.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Florida State wants out of the ACC. We'll see if they can work some legal and money magic to break their ACC agreement early. The Seminoles going to the Big Ten or SEC would make sense all around, but they're a rare exception to the topic of future expansion. There's a few but not many powerful brands remaining outside of the current teams in the Big Ten and SEC, and those two conferences should only add the schools that are deserving and not just expand for the sake of it. I'm Zach Gelb.
As the weather gets colder, the NFL offers stay hot on FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9 with it in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here, visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Less than legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
This is Jim Grimes from Southern Media, wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at Duncan McCall Advertising, we want to wish you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Sheila Nichols from Pensacola State College, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay.
Hey, everybody, this is Austin Price.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor.
This is Joe Ford.
Hi, this is David Wayne.
And I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah. Also a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas from my family and from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative.
Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be?
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit after 6:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on so far this hour. Very pleased to be able to say that. And it appears to still be that way. So if you are dealing with some congestion in Pensacola or the surrounding areas, hopefully it should not be holding you up too long. As for the weather, we're getting lower and lower into the 50s, 54 degrees currently in Pensacola. Low is going to be 50 as we get deeper into tonight. And then tomorrow, high of 65, low of 51. So about the ballpark of what we had today. As we get into the weekend and closer to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to warm up a little bit, but it's also going to get a lot rainier, and nobody likes that, especially on the holidays.
No way. Well, you've been sort of keeping track of the games that have begun this hour?
Yes, I have, actually.
Since we're in sports.
Yeah, perfect segue. Yeah. At 6 p.m. tonight, we had the kickoff between the Pistons and the Jazz. Pistons with a record of 2-25 right now. They've lost 24 straight games, so that's not really good there. No. Yeah, but don't have to be a sports fan.
That's the problem. They thought they had a different game. You said they had the kickoff.
I said kickoff?
Yes, you said kickoff.
Oh, forgive
me. That's why the Detroit Pistons are doing so bad. They're playing the wrong game.
Yeah, they're playing football, yeah. Okay, so anyway, tip-off at 6 o'clock. Pistons lost 24 straight games, but they're hosting the 10-win Jazz, so maybe they'll have a better chance. Right now, we're in the second quarter, and the Jazz are up 38-32.
So not looking good.
Yeah, they've got a narrow edge on them there. As for other basketball scores that we've been keeping an eye on, college basketball has had some good matchups tonight. If you are on ESPN right now, you're seeing that a game started at about 5 o'clock. Men's college basketball between number 9 Kentucky and their rival, the Louisville Cardinals. Louisville's been struggling as of late, and that has not changed even remotely. We are well into the second half now. Kentucky up 71-47, 24-point edge there. And Purdue, top-ranked team in America, playing 8-4 Jacksonville. That's going about how you would expect as well. Purdue just made it a 30-point game, I believe, 57-27 over Jacksonville there. So they're number one for a reason.
Well, the quarterback for the New York Giants is filing for trademarks. It's being reported that Tommy DeVito wants to cash in on his newfound fame and has filed for trademarks for Tommy Cutlets and Passing Paisano. When asked recently why he still lives at home, DeVito says his mom still cooks and makes his chicken cutlets. Meantime, DeVito recently hired a marketing executive to help him get some national brand partnerships.
Yeah, I knew he was getting some love for liking cutlets or something. And him, not only the name DeVito, Tommy DeVito in particular, but his father, his agent. I mean, just, and in New York, New York Giants, face of the Italian culture there. I'd make every buck I could off of that.
Yeah, I mean, why not get a marketing executive?
And keeping with the NFL topic here. Yeah. A Mississippi judge is ordering NFL legend Brett Favre to turn over certain text messages, but not his tax returns, as an investigation into welfare fraud continues. The order issued on December 15th by Hinds County Circuit Judge E. Faye Peterson said that the defendant's tax returns do not appear to be relevant to the claims or defenses. The order goes on to say that the complaint does not allege that Favre personally received TANF funds from the Mississippi Department of Human Services.
Well, week 16 of the NFL season is kicking off tonight with Thursday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
The Rams are playing host to the New Orleans Saints in Los Angeles, and Thursday Night Football kicks off tonight at SoFi Stadium. It's basically 8:15 Eastern, which is 7:15 our time, about half an hour from now.
Yes, and the thing is, Rams, last I saw, were favored by 4. That should be better than the 42-point game we saw last Thursday between the Raiders and Chargers. Fingers crossed on that. College football here. The Boca Raton Bowl between Syracuse and South Florida kicks off at 7, so in about 20 minutes on ESPN. Both teams are 6-6, with the spread being a narrow Syracuse minus 3, so Syracuse favored by a field goal there. Should be a good one for the less picky CFB fans out there.
And Florida State scheduled an emergency meeting for the Board of Trustees for tomorrow. It's the first official move to be taken by the university in the potential drive to leave the ACC. FSU voiced its displeasure with the ACC in the past, primarily due to the revenue distribution, but being snubbed from the CFP bracket as an undefeated team was seemingly the straw that broke the camel's back. So let the rumors about the future of the ACC commence.
And yeah.
It was unfair.
Well, I think Florida State, we hear about them looking at the SEC, looking at the Big Ten. That's been the big one recently. Next thing you know, it's going to be Clemson looking at the SEC and North Carolina looking at the SEC and yada, yada, yada. It's all downhill from here.
Actually, I was in St. Louis radio when Missouri decided to join the SEC.
Yeah, if you can't beat them, join them, really.
Right.
Missouri, living proof of that. No, I'm just kidding. 6:42 here on Pensacola right now. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. As we move on to health business science notes here, breakfast foods maker General Mills, the brand behind familiar cereals like Cheerios, Lucky Charms, and Wheaties, may not be a consumer favorite anymore as the company experiences slowing sales and increasing price hikes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, in the company's latest quarterly financial report, General Mills CEO Jeff Harmening blamed the drop on, get this, stronger than anticipated value-seeking behaviors.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means. Okay. It means the cereal's too expensive,
so
people are buying cheaper ones. That's it. That's not a joke. It's like that's the real thing.
Yeah.
The decline is believed to have been started by the COVID-19 pandemic and perpetuated by the rise in price to make up for both it and inflation.
Well, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week. The Labor Department reported that jobless claims are up by 2,000 to 205,000 the week that ended December 16th, yet the four-week average of claims, which smooths out week to week with the ups and downs, fell by 1,500 to 212,000. So, in spite of the rise in the high interest rates intended to slow the hiring and cool the economy, the level of applicants is remaining in historical low levels, including here in Florida. Floridians filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell by more than 700 last week. The U.S. Labor Department reports about 5,400 initial jobless claims were filed in the week ending December 16th for Florida. That's down from about 6,200 from the previous week.
Wow.
And looks that's sort of good news because looks like the unemployment rate is hanging low.
Yeah, and hey, that's what it should be.
Yeah.
The season of winter officially begins today as the winter solstice takes place in the northern hemisphere. But what exactly is a solstice?
Yes, what exactly is a solstice?
There was a time that I asked that question.
Yeah.
And Steve just put me to shame. But if you don't want to take Steve's word for it, NASA said the same thing.
Yeah.
It's a day where the sun's path appears farthest north or south, depending on which half of the planet you're on.
And of course, we know which half of the planet we're on.
Absolutely.
The north half.
With the Earth rotating on a tilt, the winter solstice is when the northern hemisphere, the one we're in, is tilted the furthest away from the sun. Wintertime. Yeah.
Yes, wintertime. First day of winter. Well, big day in space news. 51 years ago, the Apollo 17 mission ended with the splashdown, I think about a day or two ago. That was the last crew to go to the moon. But the Apollo 8 mission was the first people to go to the moon 55 years ago today.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time a crew spacecraft left Earth orbit and traveled into deep space. And, well, the most memorable moment of that particular flight was kept the world riveted. Back in those days, for those of you too young, the world seemed to stop for launches because each launch was so spectacular because we're progressing going to the moon. Well, the most memorable moment, though, was the reading of Genesis in lunar orbit Christmas Eve by the astronauts, as just basically about billion people, one of every four people on Earth watched it on TV because they put the camera in the spacecraft looking down at the lunar surface while they're orbiting around, while they read from Genesis. And it just was one of those moments.
Absolutely. Just past 6:45, or no, just at 6:45 here on Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Going to give you another traffic and weather update before we move on to pop culture headlines here. Hasn't been much to report on, luckily, in Pensacola and the surrounding areas as far as the traffic is concerned. That appears to still be the case. So if you're dealing with some issues, you hopefully shouldn't be dealing with them for too long. We've seen the temperature drop more and more, but right now it's sitting at 54 in Pensacola. Low is going to be 50 as we get deeper into the night and head into Friday. Friday, the high is going to be 65 with a low of 51, so about what we had today, give or take. And then as we get into the weekend, it's going to be a little bit warmer, but also it's going to be a bit rainier as we get closer to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Bummer.
Yeah, well, guess what? Good news for 75-year-old people, including me. Samuel L. Jackson is turning 75 today. Woo. You see, that legendary actor is one of the highest paid, not only in his generation, but also all time, spending decades in front of the camera and also behind the camera for cinematic masterpieces such as Pulp Fiction and, of course, Django Unchained, and in the recording booth to animated classics like The Incredibles.
Yes, and speaking of iconic movies,
yeah.
I mean, we're on a roll. Pulp Fiction, Django Unchained, The Incredibles.
Yes.
And Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom.
Yeah.
Not quite.
No.
Not joining the list. It debuted with a 36% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That good, huh?
Yeah. For comparison, the 2018 Aquaman currently sits at a not great but far superior 65%. I believe Pulp Fiction, just for reference, and this is going off of memory here,
yeah.
On Rotten Tomatoes, I believe it is a 100%.
That movie deserved to have been.
It's not 100, it's over 90 for sure.
Very
I know
close,
that.
Yeah. Well, Kanye West is reportedly looking to build a city in the Middle East.
Mm.
Why? I don't know, but
it's Kanye.
It's very peaceful in the Middle East, of course. His plans garnered attention through a website seeking job applications for project managers, engineers, architects, and contractors for the objective of building that city. The city is going to be called Yzydrome. That's spelled Yzydroam. Why? I don't know. But there's got to be a link there somewhere. The city's going to cover 100,000 acres. That's in the plan. Good luck
apparently
with that, though.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I get the Yzy because I think that's supposed to be like a reference to a shoe brand like Yeezys or something.
Yeah.
Drome,
I don't know.
I don't follow Kanye, so I don't know what that's about. But I'm not going to question it. He's a weird dude. Video game developer Insomniac, I've heard of him, was victimized by a massive file leak. We hear about stuff like this all the time in this technological age. Hackers, like geeks behind a computer, you know, they get into stuff.
Yeah.
The breach has publicized game concepts such as Wolverine, Spider-Man 3, among others. You don't have to be a Marvel fanboy or fangirl to know that that's a pretty big deal. I mean, as I said, this stuff happens. I noticed other game, like, developers, I think, kind of released some statements saying, like, oh, you know, I'm sorry that happened, yada, yada, yada.
It's
like,
let me ask you a question.
It sucks.
As a gamer, because I'm not, when it says the breach publicized game concepts, is this giving away
I'm not sure.
Any information that you have to play the game to find out?
No, it's like it basically confirmed that Wolverine, Spider-Man 3, games like that were in development.
Oh.
Is what it, yeah, like that's what they had up their sleeve.
Yeah.
And instead of having some grand reveal and, you know, kumbaya-ing about it, it's now a matter of just like, okay, well, it's been exposed.
Oh.
Like, and that does suck. And it also stinks that there's some confidential stuff there that I'm sure is getting leaked as well.
Right.
Just about 6:50 here. We will take our final break of this hour and of the show this evening. Evening. Austin Price joined by Steve Taylor on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Berman Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Prim and Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of their delicious southern sides. Backed by popular demand, every Thursday is Shrimp-tastic Thursday, featuring $5 off their popcorn shrimp dinner or all-you-can-eat popcorn shrimp dinner. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where Southern and seafood meet.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Alrighty. My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather before we finish up on this Thursday evening. Not much to report on. We haven't seen a lot so far this hour, but we do have some backups near the intersection of North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard, especially if you are traveling southbound on North Davis Highway. Expect some minor issues there if you are in that area. But other than that, if you're at a busy intersection or you're on a long stretch of road that's giving you some trouble, hopefully you should not be held up too long. As for the weather, it is mid-50s here in Pensacola. It's 54 now. It's going to be a low of 50 as we get later on into the night. And then Friday, it's going to be a high of 65, low of 51. So it's going to be in the general vicinity of what we had today. As we get into the weekend and closer to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to kind of rise a bit more, and we're going to be dealing with some rainfall. Bummer.
Oh, man, yeah, rain. You know, speaking of Christmas, I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus under the mistletoe.
Yes.
I haven't seen mistletoe anywhere in years.
Yeah, mistletoe. It's like it's a tradition, but you just don't really see it
anymore.
Yeah,
it used to be a big thing at one time.
Well, that's the thing. It's a very intimate obligation, so I would not. I would. I don't mind that it's not around.
Well, my house would be really nice. Well, two Texas men are accused of robbing controversial 7-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong's storage unit. They stole over $100,000 worth of bikes. They've been charged with theft of property between $30,000 and $150,000, which is a third-degree felony, and that can bring prison sentences from between 2 and 10 years. My question is, how many bikes do you get for $100,000?
Well, I know they're probably pretty high-profile bikes, but two men. Like, I mean, this was that was elaborate to steal that many bikes. Like, they had planned that
and not be noticed.
Yeah, a Florida man billed himself as a beloved superhero in an attempt to get onto an Air Force base, but couldn't even get past security. Federal prosecutor said that 33-year-old Baruch Roche II, I'm sure I'm butchering
close.
That. Yeah, I'm close enough. Apparently, he tried to enter the MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa last month, saying that he was Captain America.
Captain America?
Yeah, and that he had a meeting with a U.S. Special Operations Command general to provide top-secret information. Now, I can't speak for these generals. I can't speak for the security. I maybe would have fallen for it, but... What failed to even win me over was he had an AR-15 with him.
Really?
I don't remember Captain America ever having one of those in the comic books.
No.
He was charged with attempted possession of a firearm in a federal facility as a result.
Yeah, he just has his shield. No AR-15.
He don't need a gun.
No.
He's a superhero.
Yeah, of course. He's Captain America.
There you go.
Well, speaking of flying and people trying to get into places where they shouldn't be, the TSA at New York's LaGuardia Airport busted somebody. He had 17 9mm bullets, but it wasn't in a gun. It was in a diaper.
Of course.
It was discovered after triggering the airport security x-ray machine. Well, the nameless individual, he originally claimed he had no idea how the ammunition got there. He later blamed the act on his girlfriend. Wonder what she thought about that.
Yeah.
Either way, it puts a whole new meaning into the term a loaded diaper.
Ah, clever.
Well.
And then lastly, for wacky and weird, a book that was taken out from a Watertown Free Public Library has been returned. Pretty run-of-the-mill stuff, but it was almost 90 years late.
Oh.
The copy of the book Hill Towns of Italy by Egerton Williams Jr. was checked out in January of 1934. The book was found by someone in Washington, D.C. and was returned to the library by the person during a recent visit to Boston. Based on the policy pasted in the book, the fine would have been over $650, but the library no longer charges late fees, so they got off lucky.
Well, that's good. People under the age of 35 are going, "What's a book?"
Oh, come on.
Well, the iconic Maury Povich, you know him, Mr. Paternity Test, well, he announced the results of another one.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't for him. It was for a 4-month-old Sumatran orangutan from the Denver Zoo named Siska. Jake Kubi, the zoo's director of integrated communications, reached out to Maury's executive producer about two orangutans that were potentially the father. And the show host was more than happy to take part in the announcement. It was between 30-year-old Barani and 16-year-old Jaya. And Maury revealed that the former, which was Barani, was Siska's father.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah.
Lastly, a Las Vegas high school teacher named Sherry Guy, she teaches at Desert Pines High School, she took to TikTok and asked for people to donate for students to have their Christmas wishes come true in a program they have that's called Wishmas. And she ended up getting more than enough donated for 900 students.
Wow.
In money and gifts. And she was, of course, very appreciative. And it's just awesome that people who don't even know these kids can care enough to do something like that for them and make sure they have a Merry Christmas.
And that's a good news story.
Absolutely. We're going to take a hike. We will see you tomorrow, 4 to 7. Pensacola right now, Austin Price and Steve Taylor on News Radio 92.3. Good night, everybody.
Good night.